Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no! We're both struggling right now, so...
You look particularly rugged.
Thank you.
Today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was worried.
Yeah.
I was like,
But you're awake.
It's going to be a good audio version. I don't know if we're going to get any video out of this one. I look like I've been up for 5 days, because I have. They call it the city that never sleeps, and it's literally true, right?
Yeah.
Like, no one... I just got back from New York 2 hours ago, and it's... Hi, how you doing? Welcome to Foster the Podcast. Isn't that insane? I was thinking about that today. Like, literally, hours ago, I was in New York.
Right.
I had just done comedy.
Yep.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting around with the comics and people from the show.
Right.
And we're eating pizza.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm in a town car to LaGuardia Airport.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm in Colorado for a layover for 2.5 hours.
Super fun.
And then I'm in L.A., and now I'm doing a podcast.
Right.
I was trying to wrap my head around that, like... The day, the travel day it's been.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I was in New York doing shows today, yesterday, whatever, Thursday, Friday,
right.
Saturday. And people ask me, they're like, have you been to New York before? And the answer is kind of yes, but no. Like, I went like 12 years, 13, 14 years ago, and I was like drunk the entire time. And so I don't remember. I couldn't tell you where I stayed, what I did. I know I almost got into a bar fight because I found a tambourine and I was just playing it at a bar and some dude tried to fight me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I...
Yeah.
So when people are like, I know exactly what you mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
So people are like, have you been here before? I just had to be like, no, this is my first time. But,
yeah. We can go ahead and count that as a first time.
It's the first time, right? I was like, dude, I was like sitting there and I was just like, I got like so emotional. Like, I was just filled with like gratitude. Like, I was just like, dude, like, I'm in New York right now. Like, I'm, like, you
and
know.
And not just on like, vacation, like, doing,
right, like,
yeah.
My hotel was, like, in Times Square. Like, the club was on Broadway. Aww. Like, I was just like, I'm here. Like, this is it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, doing it right.
Oh, my God, it was amazing. Like,
yeah.
The shows are great. The city was, like. Dude, I was like, I belong here,
yeah.
Man. Like, it just like...
And not to get too sobriety about it, but like also in a headspace where you were going to go, you knew you were going to do your job,
yeah.
Do it to the best of your ability, not screw anything up,
yeah.
Not regret everything the next
right.
morning when you woke up and actually enjoy the moment that you had in front of you. That's pretty rad.
It's exactly what it was. I like teared up. I was like walking around the city for like 4.5 hours one night, just like taking it all in and like grabbing coffee and like grabbing food here and trying food over here, like
yeah.
Just doing the deal. And
yeah,
I was just like,
that's awesome.
Wow. It was like so amazing. Awesome. I got I'm getting like choked up just thinking about it. Like, it was just, man, it was, hold on one second. It was awesome. It's such a great city. Like, shows are great. I almost didn't make it. So my flight was Wednesday.
Okay.
And Tuesday, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives down the street, and she was like, oh, I got an early flight to Boston on Wednesday. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got an early flight to New York, LAX. She was like, yeah. I was like, well, we should split an Uber. She was like, oh, my God, yeah, what time is your flight? And I was like, oh, let me double check, and I'll text you. So I'm, like, looking at my email. I'm like, that's weird. Usually Delta sends you, like, a confirmation email. Like, that's strange. I bought this flight, like, 2 months ago. I was like, huh, I'll just call them. And they're like, yeah, we don't have a flight. Like, I never hit complete purchase on the flight. Christy, like, I put it, like, in the cart or whatever, right?
Justin, I just got done with this beautiful monologue about your responsibility.
I know.
And showing up.
I know.
And doing things the right way.
In my defense, I had bought 7 flights that day.
Holy crap.
You know, like one way here, one way over here, you know.
Okay.
One way to Dallas, Dallas to Fort Lauderdale, Fort Lauderdale, Miami back to Dallas, Dallas to LA. Des Moines to Vegas. You know, like, so I was doing
the
deal.
Gotcha.
And the very last one was a different airline. It wasn't Southwest. It was Delta. It was a $400 flight.
Okay.
And it was a two-step process. I didn't hit the confirm or whatever. And so I never had the flight. So the night before I was supposed to fly out, now I have to find
a flight
for less than $950.
Right. Super fun. Super fun.
Yelled the F word in my car louder than I ever, like, Glendale heard it. You know what I mean? Like, it was very powerful. I was like, God damn it.
Oh, that's fun.
So I...
Well, you made it.
Hence the layover action today.
Denver. Gotcha.
I had direct there, direct back, no problems. And today it was planes, trains, and automobiles.
You're going to stop some places.
My friend, you're
going to stop some places.
Yeah. Town car picked me up at 4:15, and at 4:30, a homeless guy ran his cart into the side of the black SUV. About as hard as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
To where he was like, oh man, and he like pulled the cart back and you could hear it like uncrinkling through the SUV. And the driver was just like, I mean, he just kept on going. He's like, what am I gonna do? Ask him for his insurance.
Right. It's done now. You can take the man's cart. Let's just keep rolling.
Yeah. So when he dropped me off at the airport, I like just looked to see how bad it was. I was like, ooh, that's like real bad.
Yeah. But that's another town like this one. People don't necessarily own nice cars here.
Nope.
Because they're just going to get dirty and dinged up and beat to crap. It's just not. Like, you just buy a sensible car.
I stopped washing mine 6 months ago.
Right. It's fine.
Like, I was thinking about getting a new car, and I was like, why? It's going to get wrecked in 6 months anyways.
100%.
But, yeah.
Everyone's going to hit it with their doors when they get out of the teeny tiny parking spots.
Exactly.
It's just one of those types. You're going to hit every curb. When I first moved here from Florida, I hit a million curbs. I'm like, what is with the curbs in this town? Why are they? But they're not made for pedestrians.
Nope.
So you have these high curbs that you're not expecting, and you just like, I had rims rolling into
You did?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
You
good.
Too, right?
Yeah. The median story. I took a hard left. I ended up on top of a median.
Right. But I swear there's something different here.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah. It wasn't me. It wasn't my seat.
You got to learn to just, you just don't own nice cars here. It's not a nice car type of town.
Is that, so yeah, black SUV in New York and Times Square. I was thinking to myself, that's a pretty bold statement. I'm surprised that all dinged up and literally 5 minutes later, just a cart out of nowhere. I was like, oh no.
Yep. There you have it.
Oh my God, what a great city. Just walking around Times Square.
Yeah.
I saw a fist fight in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
I saw a Buddhist monk leaving a Wendy's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I saw Loki. Okay. I posted a video of, what's his name, Tom Hendels? Just coming out of it. He'd just done a show on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
I was getting into his car, and I was like, oh, that's...
Not what I thought you meant. I thought you meant there was someone dressed up as Loki in Times Square.
I saw him, too.
That's less impressive.
I saw fat Captain America. I was like, I think you have it wrong.
Right.
It was wild. It was really good. It was a really good time. But
nice.
I had not slept. I just didn't...
Yeah.
I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I did not want to.
Yeah.
You know, you get home after the shows. We went out every single night.
Of course.
But it was like a city where it's like, usually we do the shows and it's like, all right, cool, nice to meet you. And we go back to our hotel room. And this was like, you guys are coming out. We're going here. We're eating here. Like the audience members.
Oh, cool.
It was amazing. You know what I mean? My aunt, she owns a deli over here. We're going to go get a sandwich. You know,
just like the LA comedy scene.
No, it's quite different. Quite different. But like Thursday night, we went to this roof deck bar, in the middle of, I don't know where we were, but overlooked the city.
Nice.
And it was raining, but we had there was a canopy over it. I was in love.
Nice. I dig it.
Oh man. So, but anyways, the point of all that was I had two options when I was buying my screw up ticket, and it was leave New York at 6 o'clock in the morning to get here so we could do the podcast.
Okay.
Or get here at midnight tonight.
Gotcha.
And so I...
You wrapped up at 4.
Yeah.
Went to the airport.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha.
For the fans. For our people who we had some people had didn't know about ASMR either until last week's episode. Okay. And I was getting a lot of emails. Apparently people were sending me clips of different ones. So we talked about the food right. one, and apparently there's a lot more. There's a whole spectrum of them. One is a turtle eating watermelon, where the audio is so crisp and clean you can hear him chewing and swallow. It just gives me douche chills. It just really gives me douche chills.
That's amazing. When are we going to launch our ASMR channel?
We should. It's just like me... just me stepping on tacks.
I think you have this mixed up of what...
It's a weird fetish. The ASMR is just me yelling, God damn it, in my car when I forget to buy flights.
What could it be, like peeling stickers? You know what I mean?
You could do stickers or peeling just an
tearing
orange.
Tearing paper.
Ooh, tearing paper is good.
Yeah.
Chewing ice really loudly.
Ugh.
Ooh.
No one likes that. No, no one's signing up for that.
Women love that.
No.
Oh, that's it, just chewing with your mouth open?
Mm.
Ooh, eating
and just
corn.
Different things. Ugh. Episode 1, Doritos. Episode 2,
or it's like when
mashed
you
potatoes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. When you open a can of something and you mash it.
Mm.
And, or when you're trying to get like you know what I mean, like cranberry cranberries out of a
how often are you eating cranberries?
When you're making stuffing, you know, when you're making the turkey and dressing. I've never made it. I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
You don't have a nice cranberry sauce once a week.
Common foods like cranberry sauce. That can be the seasonal special. I'll come out with that one like a week before Thanksgiving.
Plus the podcast Thanksgiving special. Yes. It's just me trying to get the my brother
fun
Ryan, who loves the show, obviously listens to the show all the time, said that we should do a Patreon, right, because we were talking about, so we used to have a couple of sound guys, and one of them, I don't know where Ivan is. I haven't heard from him in a long time. Michael Timon, our original sound guy, I actually just saw him in Vegas.
Okay.
He's living out there. He came out to my show, and I was like, oh, what's up? But that's like old school Fossil podcast. But then we had another sound guy. So we don't have one now, and we're trying to get like new equipment, and we're trying to make it sound like really crisp and clean. And my brother said we should do like Patreon or like donations from the fans, right? But we should have like different packages, and like one of them is like a signed bell that we
absolutely
that we can
absolutely.
That we can, I was like, that is a genius idea.
Yep.
Yeah. And he said also that Christy's kids, put them to work as well, and they can do like custom messages.
Oh, okay.
He's like, make sure that put the twins to work was his quote.
Make sure you put the twins to work. That'll be fun.
Oh man.
I love it.
I was trying to look up news stories on my layover today, and
your brain exploded.
And my brain
you started drooling onto your shirt.
Yeah. Oh my god. I slept on the flight for a couple of hours.
Wow.
And slept on the landing, which I've never done.
We
hit the ground. Yeah. And
that's a dream, Justin.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, that's the dream.
You talk about accomplishments.
Yeah.
We touched the ground and I was sound
asleep.
That is
the dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. But there is that like awkward like, whoa, okay, all right, what happened?
You just grab the person next to
right,
you.
Right, we're live, right? We're good?
Is this heaven? No.
Is this heaven? My south, oh dude, that was the worst, is my southwest, ooh, I guess I probably should, well, I don't, who cares? She was like doing like impressions this morning at 6:30 on the mic. I'm like, lady,
aww.
I've done a lot of comedy this week and I don't need to hear
your
shtick. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in New York. The birds are chirping. And then she would go or whatever, however she made
right.
birds. And then she was like, did you guys like that? Here's my pony. And she would make pony sound. I'm like, lady, you've got to stop.
for the love of all things, save this till after the coffee cart goes round.
Yeah, please stop.
Give me my watery coffee and hush bye.
I don't know why there's so many open micers that work for Southwest, man. They are, I tell you, man, every time it's a open mic, they run in new bits. One time they go, all right, so thank you for getting on Southwest nonstop flight to Oakland. And we were heading to, like, Phoenix. And I'm just like, wait, what? And they're like, ah, just kidding. I'm like, yo, it's too early for this. I don't want to go to Oakland.
Be a professional.
Right.
My life's in your hands.
Do you mind?
Be a fucking professional.
I knew we were in trouble today when he was like, "From I don't know why they're so jolly in New York at 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, from the cockpit, it's the James and Rick show here. We're going to be getting you to Denver. I was like, y'all, I need you to be a little bit more professional, please. The James and Rick show. Be a little more humble, fellas.
Right? Well, no thanks. I don't like that ever, though.
Nope.
Of course I wouldn't.
Nope.
No. I know that's pretty typical, but I don't like that ever. Like, I don't need shtick from, like, any type of wait staff, doctors. The kid's pediatrician, every time I come in, he's like, he finds something. Like, one time I had, like, when my hair was blue, he's like, oh, I was gonna dye my hair that color, but wouldn't have that been embarrassing? You know, like, it's always,
yeah,
like, something like that. Oh, I have those earrings at home. Like,
a dad joke.
Yeah.
Like,
man.
You're a medical professional.
You're an MD. Just
the
pull
last,
out your stethoscope, man. You know what I mean?
The last word is professional.
Right.
Please start acting that way.
Please. I don't ever need it. If you see me, I don't ever need it. That's not what I'm looking for.
No, I read this book and it's talking about, like, different roles that people play when we're out in public, right? And
mm-hmm.
it's like how that's bad, right? Like, you play the role of consumer, you play the role of customer, and then someone plays the role of doctor or waiter, right? And it's like, it implies a separation, right? When we're just all people and we're souls and
right.
But it also, like, I don't like the waiter who is like super funny and like wants to like have a conversation. Like, I want the role to be,
right,
this is what I want, bring me this and
right,
I will give you money.
Let's complete our exchange.
That's it, right?
Move on with our day-to-day lives.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I have a lot of friends.
I know.
I don't need...
And you don't want to be my friend.
No.
I promise you, I'm going to tip you well regardless.
You're
you don't
be
have
good
to do all this.
Right.
You don't have to dance for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, you can keep your...
Go sit down at the other
energy
booth.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can keep your energy too. I don't need you to fluff me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll give you what you deserve. It's not a big deal. We don't have to go through this. You know what I mean?
I do.
Because I've been a bartender and waitress forever too, and it's like, I didn't really want to...
No.
You know what I mean?
No, especially the older you get and the longer you stay in the industry, it's just like, drink.
Right.
Garnish. $5.50. No conversations.
Good day to you.
And they want to start like telling you about their problems.
There's
like,
no beverage for $5.50 in Los Angeles.
Well, that's true. I was thinking Dallas prices.
It's like $5.50.
Here's your water.
I'm sorry, but you said you wanted a garnish, so that's going to be $5.50.
For your lefty, for the lime?
Yeah.
Or the straw?
For our thrice filtered water.
Oh my
please
god, the thrice filtered water!
Thrice filtered water. Organic lemon wedge.
And they explain it to you, just look at me like, I don't give a shit. Just bring me water. I don't care how many times you filtered it. Just bring me water.
I would have ordered a bottle. Yeah. If I cared, I would have ordered a bottle.
I
have a good day.
Fine. Look at me. I have tap energy. I am a tap water guy. Use your thrice filtered water. Oh my god.
There you go. More merch. Thrice filtered water bottles.
Oh, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna set up our Foster the Podcast exclusive podcast member club.
Yeah.
Where you get a signed
every
bell.
Month you get some stuff.
Yeah. You get a shout out.
Yeah.
You get a custom ASMR of Christy and I making cranberry sauce. You get me. You get an MP3 isolated download of me yelling "God damn it" in my car whenever I hit a median or forget to book a flight.
Yep.
You get
thrice filtered water.
Thrice filtered water.
I forget what the other thing you said. What? Oh, the bell.
The bell. The bell is the key.
Yeah. That's the key. That's
for
the kicker
sure
right there.
And locks of Luke, my dog's hair. Yeah, he's fine with it. It's cool. He didn't care.
That's a joy to receive.
So you ready for the news story that had me dying in an airport this morning?
Sure.
So Hasbro Toys, are you familiar?
Yes.
Just acquired Death Row Records. They bought him for an exuberant amount of money. So it goes Mr. Potato Head, My Little Pony, and Tupac's catalog.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Nope, I got nothing.
I got nothing. I why? Just read it. And I just like, I don't know why you would.
What would
who
they?
Are they who are they marketing that to?
What?
Because it was Suge Knight. It was Snoop Dogg. It was Dr. Dre, Tupac, right?
But like Disney bought like Marvel.
Makes
right?
sense. Sure.
That makes a lot of sense. Lot they're going to open up a Marvel universe. You know what I mean? Like these things are all intelligent choices yep. that are being made.
Yeah.
Hasbro.
Do you have your phone?
Yeah.
Look it up because I want to see what they actually plan on doing with it. They just
Hasbro acquires Death Row Records.
You have to say it properly, Christy. Death Row.
I don't have to say it like that.
Oh, there you go. So top one. Hasbro acquires gangster rap label Death Row Records.
$4 billion.
That's a fair price. You get All Eyes on Me, the
that
double album.
That was a B. I said it with a B just then.
$4 billion. Mr. Potato Head, My Little Pony, Tupac Shakur.
Dr. Dre meets Buckethead as Hasbro buys Death Row Records for some godforsaken reason. That's such an amazing title to an article.
They went out of business in like, 2000 something? Why would you spend $4 billion? Do they have the royalties to the songs? And what are they going to use it for? It's just all so confusing.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's just such a weird time to be alive.
Like, Hasbro doesn't make, like, movies.
Power Rangers, My Little Pony, and now Death Row Records.
I don't think Monday that owns. Oh, okay.
Does it make sense now?
Okay. More precisely, Hasbro purchased Entertainment One, a multimedia company that owns children franchises Peppa Pig and PJ Masks.
So it's lumped into that.
So they just acquired the whole
gotcha. They just
entertainment
bought the whole
thing
okay.
just so that they could have PJ Masks and Peppa Pig.
Gotcha.
Start making that Peppa Pig cash.
Right, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Bring that over.
Oh,
UK
thank God.
Style.
Thank God. All right. I didn't know what kind of weird crossover we were going to be expecting.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. like Teddy Ruxpin, but just like the police. With his little tie, right?
You know? T-Rex, he's got like a bandana on. It comes in red and blue. Fuck the police.
Ones and twos sold separately.
Oh my god. Just all the all the accessories now that Mr. Potato Head comes with.
Oh boy. So what do you do then with that other part of your, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, poor Death Row Records.
They're doing the negotiations. They're like, we'll give you $3 billion. $4 billion and we'll throw in the entire Snoop. We'll give you Doggy Style.
Whole thing.
The Chronic.
Extra billion. They're going to have to do something with, are they going to, I don't even, it's, that's too much for me. That's too much for my brain.
The new My Little Ponies come with the Chronic mixtape. Hey, smoke weed every day.
So.
Some girls like Comer or My Little Pony. Smoke weed every day.
My daughter loves My Little Pony. She's never seen any of the movies or the shows. She just likes
right.
rainbow-colored ponies,
right?
Because right? she's three right. and that's
who
what
doesn't?
Happens. So we got her one for her birthday last year, and it was like a super cool-looking one, and it had like bangs and like a little mohawk going on, and she loved it, and she picked it out, and it played music. So it kept playing this song, and I was like, that sounds like Sia.
The chandelier?
It's a Sia My Little Pony.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently she was the star of a My Little Pony movie.
Okay.
And sang one of the songs. From. Yeah, but who would have put that together? That's if you've weird, never yeah. seen the movie, I'm like, why is this doll singing Sia songs?
Right.
You know what I mean? I am not up to date on my pony news.
That is weird, right?
Yeah.
Just like, that sounds like something.
Yeah. Very odd.
Is that Miley Cyrus?
What are you doing in my toy?
I forgot about Teddy Ruxpin's, man.
Teddy Ruxpin was my jam.
Oh, my gosh.
I love my Teddy Ruxpin.
What a genius idea, too.
Yeah.
It didn't even match up to the song.
No.
It just kind of flapped its
it was not
stupid mouth.
Cutting-edge technology. You had to flip the tape over in its tummy. You know what I mean?
What a piece of shit toy.
It was. And it was like $1 million, and everybody had one. You had to have, that was like yeah. the toy to have.
You had to have the Ruxpin.
You had to get down on that Ruxpin.
And it would get like dirty, oh. right? Because it had like fur.
Right, but you can't wash it because
it's
a tape.
Right, because
rubbing it down with a cloth, like that keeps it clean from toddlers.
You can't wash it because it's got electronics in its stomach.
Super dated, archaic electronics in its stomach.
There were some dumb toys when we were kids, man.
Yeah.
Some dumb ones. And then they went through that phase where they tried to like come out with toys that to make you like feel like you were being like healthy and getting exercise. Like, do you remember like Skip It?
Yes.
Right? Where it's like...
Yes. Yes. You had to jump over it.
Who's that for?
I don't know. I loved my Skip It.
I
did
too.
For me. And the ones that counted for
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying. It would
that
count.
Was the one that
yeah.
counted
it
for
count,
you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Then
yeah.
they had Bop It. We,
yeah.
The thing you would just bop it and spin it.
Yeah.
It's like people had no imagination in the 80s. When we were growing up, there was little effort put into any of our toys.
I guess so. What, is it much better now?
I don't know, man. Like, I'll cruise, like, the toys aisle sometimes. I like looking at the Marvel toys. And sometimes you, like, glance over at the stuff they have now.
Yeah.
It's all pretty intricate and,
yeah.
And cool. Ours were just like, here's a, you like that movie Chucky? Here's a My Buddy doll. Oh, the
take
woman
this
one?
Horrifying thing home.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Here's a kid's sister.
Right. She didn't even have a name.
Nope. Neither of them did. Is my buddy.
I guess, like, my buddy, yeah.
Kid's sister.
Yeah, kid's sister.
Like, you couldn't even name it?
Nope. Nope.
There was the, what was the things you would put in the oven?
Easy Bake Oven.
Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Right? Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
And then the chloroforms. Do you remember the chloroforms?
No.
Chloroforms, and then there was the other thing. There was like the sponges that you would get wet and they would turn into like
right.
dinosaurs or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, you had to wait like 3 days for it to turn into like the world's worst gumball machine toy. Absolute garbage.
You'd forget about it. You'd be like, oh yeah, I guess I did do that
yeah.
thing.
Can I tell you something about my daughter, Adeline?
Yeah.
I'm like a big Halloween fan.
Yeah.
I'm big into Halloween. My birthday's at the very end of October. And apparently I passed that on. For the past month, the only thing my daughter wants to watch are like Halloween-themed
nice.
Things.
Nice.
And I have this set of, everyone can Google it. I have this set of American McGee's Alice action figures. And they're like these horrifying, like morbid and gothic versions of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
So there's this one card guard that has like he looks evil and his eyes are blackened and there's like blood coming from the center of it. And she wants to sleep with it every
oh,
night.
Oh, no.
She calls it the skeleton, and she's like, my skeleton, please. And she just cuddles up with this horrifying thing. So you look into the monitor, and it's just my sweet precious, and my daughter is like so angelic looking. With
you're talking about the baby monitor?
Yeah, the okay. baby monitor. And she's just got little golden ringlets, and she's just sleeping so peacefully with her arm wrapped around this horrifying creature. And I'm like, I may have broken my daughter, but I've also never been more proud.
Right.
You know
yeah,
what I
yeah,
mean?
You
like,
create
I've
a monster
also
for sure.
Never been more proud.
Right. I can't wait to
super excited.
The first day of high school when she has the black lipstick on.
Right. Yeah. Loner, my old Zero shirt, as we always like to bring up.
She's got the My Chemical Romance backpack.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait.
First job at Hot Topic when
oh,
she turns 13.
Yes. Trying to get her ears pierced at Claire's with a fake ID.
Right. Ah, the good old days.
That's cool, though.
Yeah.
You got your little, you raise yeah, little goth daughter. Me. Little yeah. goth daughter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, she likes it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be a fun next couple months.
Oh. There's two types of people, right? There's like the goth October Halloween kids.
Right.
Right? And there's like the Christmas nerds.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a year-round Christmas store called Christmas in New York in Times Square.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't imagine the hell that those employees have to go. Could you imagine working in a place that not around the clock is Christmas songs, Christmas trees? I would blow my brains out.
Ooh.
In August,
ooh,
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Ooh.
Every day.
That's pretty brutal.
You know how you'll put like Christmas songs on in your car for like a week in December and you're like, yeah, okay, I did it. Imagine that every day that you punch in.
For the year.
For the year. With like little nutcrackers and like little mechanical trains.
Did you ever work in a clothing store?
I did.
And they have like a set, like especially when you and I were working in clothing stores. I worked at a Wet Seal when I was
yes.
like 13 years old.
Yes.
And there's like one set of like 10 videos that they would play. And it's just the same songs
yep.
over and over and over and over and over again. And I thought I was going to lose my mind. If I had to hear Genie in a Bottle one more time, I was going to literally choke myself with a sequin tube top. Like I could not take it another moment longer. I was so done with it. Now, put yourself in a year-round Christmas store that's got a, like, I want a hippopotamus
yeah.
for Christmas.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Nah!
Yep. Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
I'm gonna die.
Right. Right.
In
you
New York.
Nightmares of Bing Crosby.
Just leaving. You gotta get back on the subway.
Yep.
And you gotta go.
Yeah.
And then when Christmas finally rolls around, you're just like, I don't give a shit.
Right. I want nothing.
Oh, man. Yeah, I walked by and I was just like, oh, my God, the suicide rate at that place has got to be.
It's got to not be
superb. Through the roof.
It can't be.
Just some guys just hanging from Christmas
constant
lights.
Constant seasonal depression.
Oh, year round.
You know what I mean?
Year round. It's surrounded my building so the sun's
That's
not
so
coming
fun.
In.
Yeah. They just ride home listening to death metal as loud as they can
just,
in their
just
headphones.
Just Slayer at all times.
Yeah, that's gotta be what happens. That's the only way to wash it all away.
Oh my God, just rain of blood as soon as you get in the car.
Yeah.
Oh man. Mm. Yeah, I worked at a, worked at a, like a Foley's JCPenney, like mall environment.
But that's gotta be the same, right?
Oh my God.
It's just
I sold
a loop.
Pots and pans.
Mm.
I was in the kitchenware department and I sold Cuisinarts and blenders.
Nice.
And
help people
I had to wear a
register.
Suit. I was like, I am 17 years old. Like, who? Like, I was going to buy this blender, but the guy's not wearing a suit. I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
If he had had a bow tie on,
you know
I
mean?
Probably would have gone.
They're
for
asking
it,
me these
but...
questions. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Right. I literally don't cook for my... I still live at home. I'm 17 years old.
McDonald's. I don't know. It says nonstick. I guess it's not... I don't know. What do you want from me?
I don't know how any of this works.
Right.
I can call my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know...
It's a blender.
What you want from
me. You blend
me,
it. You
right?
blend stuff. I don't know, man.
I don't know. You can't Google it because it's 100
no
years ago.
It was 100 years ago. There's no Google.
I know.
I would just lie. Like, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yep.
Of course you can wash it. Dishwasher 100%. Safe. Are you kidding me?
100%.
Probably.
The most dishwasher safe. It's actually rated the most dishwasher
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, it's actually how they bill it.
Yeah.
Probably ruined a lot of pots and pans, actually.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of Teflon cancer.
It's okay. It's okay. No one knew. No one knew
it's
back
lot,
then. It was a different time.
A lot of weird side effects because I was having
time.
People wash their
wash
nonstick
all
Teflon
stuff.
Hand wash. Cool. Yeah, I was gonna buy a spatula, but you know, the guy's got to be in a suit.
Right. That's fun.
You know what I mean? You're not buying a car.
And like, so did you have to wear the same suit
I
every
only
day
owned
to work?
One suit.
I would presume so.
I look like, do you remember Five-O Moskowitz coming, like, just, there are no cats in America. I look like the Talking Heads, just Steve Byrne, just giant.
Love
I I got it at a thrift store. It wasn't fitted.
No.
It wasn't.
No, you didn't go get it tailored
for
your JCPenney job at 17 years old. That's not where your budgeting was going.
I would wake up hungover in the suit.
Right.
Right? Spray Febreze on it. Wipe it down.
Right.
Like it was like a Teddy Ruxpin. Yes. Wipe it down. I would go, and I
be on your merry way.
I'd go in the stock room to look for stuff, and I just wouldn't come back.
Right.
I remember that job sucked because we had to really sell them on the Foley's credit card. You want to put this on your Foley's account? No. Would you like to open one? And then we would get points for everyone.
Right.
Credit check that we did or whatever, and I just refused to do it.
Right.
I would get written up all of the time.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Nobody, if they want a Foley's card, they're going to get a Foley's card.
Right.
They don't...
Right. Need me to bully them into...
Right.
Right.
They don't want to give me their credit information.
Right.
Like, the suit doesn't fit. It looks trustworthy. Let me give you my date of birth and social.
Sure, I'll give that information up. Standing here in the middle of this Foley's. I don't think so.
You smell like Jaeger and Febreze.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh, God. Oh, that was memory lane. Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm to the point where I just don't want to... I don't want to, like... If I had to, like, get a job... Like, if I knock some girl up, right? And it was like, hey, you can't do comedy anymore. You gotta, like...
Go get a
get
job.
Get your life together. Like, she's not even gonna stick around, right? Like, I don't know. I'm just making up a scenario. Like, like a one-night stand and like, oh, crap, she's pregnant. Or I don't even know. Right?
Whatever.
Irresponsible behavior that I don't partake in. But like, say that I did, right?
It's
like, you have to now be a father. You have to like financially support. You got to get like a job.
Right.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Right.
Right. Like, it was like, you got to go get like insurance and you got to get like.
You don't have insurance?
I haven't had insurance in like 5 years. I barely have car insurance. I wouldn't even know. Like, if I had to go to a cubicle and, like, do paperwork. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do people do?
I don't know, Justin. I don't have one of those jobs either.
Buy a pen?
And
get staples?
What do you do?
Actually, you know what? That's not true. I could go to Vegas and, do the bar stuff there. Like, or go back to Texas and, like, run a bar there.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have to, like...
Right.
Like, cold call
but
people
the,
and
right,
sell
right.
them.
But your point is that if you had to partake in a job like that, it would be really rough.
It would, if I had to work a 9-to-5,
yeah.
I would die.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it.
Yeah.
There's no way. I just don't have it in
but
me.
But I think a lot of people who move here, like, people who move to LA are a lot of people who have a really rough time just, like, sucking it up and doing what you gotta do.
Right.
You know what I mean? To do what you gotta do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I have comic friends who are like, they do the road so much, right? And they're always on the road, and they're making money on the road, and then they come back here, and they're like, I wanna be in LA more, and I wanna showcase, and I wanna go around town, and it's like, but you're not getting paid for that. So it's like, well, then what do you do? Like, do I get a job at Starbucks?
Right.
You know what I mean? All I've been doing is the road for 20 years.
Right.
So there's just like this weird, like,
right.
You know what I mean?
But even so, like, I could do Starbucks. I could do like service industry, like things like that, that are a little more fluid. But like, yeah, like going into the office every day, sitting down and doing something to do it because the pay is good and it's responsible and you can provide for all of these people. My husband does it every day.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people in this town who like are missing that part of like, how to be a functioning part of society.
Yeah. Or like the, because I only know the comic side of it. So like I have a friends that do that, right? They work 9-to-5 and then they're in the clubs until 2 o'clock in the morning doing comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. I have a friend. He's,
but they're like the better people, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Like, by far.
100%.
That are able to like suck it up and get the job done. Like that should be what you do.
Right. Exactly.
I feel like.
Yeah. I have a friend, he has a wife and 2 kids, and he, like, does comedy and waits tables, right? He's, like, supplements his money. But he just, like, threw out his shoulder, and his doctor's like, you can't carry a tray, you can't work in the service industry for the next 6 to 12 months.
Wow.
And I was talking to him the other day, he's like, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Like, I can't get a full-time job because I travel doing comedy, but it's not consistent enough to not wait tables.
Jeez,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something else.
Oh.
That's something else.
Go to Vegas, man. Flip whatever you got.
Right.
Take whatever you got left.
Put it all on red.
Put it all on red.
Put it all on red, man.
Hope it works out.
Let it ride. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I
love it. That's a good thing about me and my husband is that we are complete in, like, we're so alike in so many ways. Mm-hmm. We have so many common interests, but we are completely different people in the way that we function and like in a thousand different ways.
Right.
So it's like, there's a really nice balance of like who takes the lead in what situations. It's very clear cut. We never have to think about it too
right.
hard. It's like, this is clearly your area of expertise.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean? So
you pay the bills. I buy the groceries. You know, whatever.
Right. Or you organize this and I organize, you know, like this is, I'll be better at organizing this. You'll be better at organizing this.
Right.
I'm much better at managing like our calendar and things that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
He's much better at like physically organizing things around the house. Like everyone kind of has
their role
where their brain works and there's very little overlap as far as those tasks are concerned. And I think that's kind of a good way to be. I think if, because there are ways that we're so alike. I think if we were like in every way, then we would, there'd be so much stuff that didn't get done.
Oh my God. I've never dated anyone who was like super similar to me.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you got to have that.
Yeah.
Like for me, I need that type A, like, hey, that's a great idea. Let me rein it in a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like
Let's
encouraging,
make it so
but
it gets done.
Yeah. Encouraging, but also practical.
Yeah.
Like I need that, like,
exactly.
Well, how are you going to get there? Like, what steps are you going to take to get from point A to point B?
Right.
And let's, how can we make that happen? Right.
Right.
I couldn't imagine dating like another cancer comedian and we're both just like, we should do this and buy a jetpack and
let's be manic together.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine? My financial plan was go to Vegas and put it all on red. Could you imagine me having a girl who co-signs on that?
No, because that's where you'd be. You wouldn't be here to tell us about it.
No.
But I'm the same way. Like an idea pops into my head, and I'm like, that's the plan.
That's
let's
it.
Let's do it.
Forever.
Let's just, I don't know, you want to move? Then let's pack our crap up and move.
Right.
And my husband very much so is the one of like, well,
there's taxes
out
of
state.
Let's
come up with a plan. Yeah. Let's maybe research those places a little more. We went to go see my friend and her husband moved to San Diego.
Yeah.
And they live in this super cute little area of San Diego. I was looking around. I was like, look, it's cute over there. Oh, look, it's cute. This place is really adorable. He's like, you are looking around with that I'm looking up real estate kind of eyes. Mm-hmm. And I need you just to rein it back in. I was like, oh.
And the funny thing about that story is that when you told me that, it was the exact same location that when I was driving to San Diego, I pulled over at a gas station. I was Googling how much are these apartments.
I pulled up Zillow. I got the Zillow app super
too.
Ready on my phone to be like, boop. Okay, let's see what's around
me
here.
Me too. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I do the same thing. I go to, like, I was in New York this morning and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, I could live here for sure.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
And then you realize,
it's so inexpensive to live
so
in New York.
So easy to live in New York. So
that's
cheap.
That's a cheap move. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of opposite. You don't want to have like too much opposites. Like you and your husband are like on the same like spiritual path, right?
Yes.
You guys still have the same kind of belief system, right?
To a degree.
You guys pray and meditate together?
Not together, but it's something that we both do. We have different we both have the same level of spirituality, but it manifests differently for each of us.
Okay.
We practice it differently, but we both have a practice that is our own.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about someone who's like an atheist and just doesn't believe in any sort of like higher power or anything?
Right.
And someone who's like super spiritual.
Right. That's what I wanted to talk about because can that, like, how does that work? Can it work?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
It would be hard. It would be like when we were talking about making our lists, right? And my thing is like, I don't want a chick who like blows rails of cocaine, right?
Right.
Because I don't do that.
Right.
And then it's like, well, I meet this person and she's great. She ticks off every single box. But sometimes on Friday nights, she likes to do lines with her friends. Maybe I'll overlook that, right? But then down the line, does that become an issue because you've bent your boundaries?
Yes.
Right? So if you're super spiritual and then the other person's like a hardcore atheist and you overlook that, that's going to come back eventually.
100%. 100%. Whether it's that you spend your time doing certain things that the other person doesn't do, whether it manifests that you have a certain, you know, like conflict resolution mm-hmm. and your view on, you know, when bad things happen, your view on it, how that differs between the two of you. If you decide to raise children together, mm-hmm. the effect that that has on, you know, choosing what you, you know, teach them. I don't know. That's a really rough one. I think having any belief and then having no belief is just too rough of a, it is just too rough of a split. I think people with two different spiritual backgrounds is perfectly fine because everyone kind of believes in something. And mm-hmm. in general, like, it is my personal opinion that if you break it all down and boil it all down, they are always of teaching people to not be assholes to one another and to have hope
right.
when things don't look great. Right.
Yep.
So however that however that looks for you, I think that that can work depending on the degree of, you know, what you expect from your partner mm-hmm. or what they expect from you. But I think someone with zero and then someone who has like a working practice,
mm-hmm. not going to work.
That's going to be hard.
Right. It's like, so I have my personal beliefs. Right. And, but I also don't think that I could date, someone who's like a hardcore Christian, right? Who's very Jesus-y and very, I don't know if I would absolutely not be able to, but it would also be a little bit, I think our beliefs would conflict, right? Because I have my belief in like whatever is out there, right? And then that side is like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And there's no leniency of like, hey, you might be right. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I think that's the key is like when there's no leniency, when there's no open-mindedness,
right.
can't just believe in what you believe and let that guide your life. And when you have to convince other people that your way is correct, regardless of whatever that way is, whether it's being hardcore this or that or being hardcore nothing, I think that's where you run into issues.
Right.
Of
if,
like,
if you go, I can see why you believe that. That's, you know, I believe differently, but that's you know, different. But it's like, well, you know, the Bible says the gays are going to hell. It's like, okay, I need you to be able to bend a little bit, you know?
But things like that, that's where you step into having separate beliefs that step outside of your spirituality.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's a whole other hill of beans where you gotta deal with those types of things. So that's what, it's such a tough one. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you don't, like, when you're doing your first date questions and like, you never be like, that very rarely comes up. Like, what's your spiritual practice? Like, how do you deal with stress? How do you deal, like, who do you lean on in times of like tragedy and pain? Like, how do you, mm-hmm. you just like, hope you figure it out, you know?
Cause you don't talk about stuff like that.
Nope.
That was the most interesting thing. I think that that's why, you know, and when I said before that everything that went down with me and my husband and our pregnancy and our time in the NICU and stuff like that, why we ended up closer at the, you know, while it was all going on is because you don't know. We never sat down and said like, what if someone tells us that both our children are going to die? Like, how do you think we would deal with something mm-hmm. like that?
Right.
You know what I mean?
How do you
think that that would go? What if I was like put on bed rest for half a year? Like, what do you think that that would look like for us?
Right.
These are weird things that you don't talk about.
It's never in the book of 20 questions to ask on a first date.
Is it? And you can think that you've asked someone everything because we, you know, we talked about so much stuff before we got married and then we talked about a bunch more stuff before we had kids, but mm-hmm. there's just things that aren't, you know, you're gonna have to deal with on the fly.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, the having a good overarching view of just how adaptable somebody is,
yeah,
depending on the situation.
And how lenient can you be on someone else's like views and respect, right?
Yeah.
You know, it goes to anything, right? If you're like, I eat meat, right? And like, what if, you know, like, the girl I meet's like a hardcore, like, vegan, like, can't wear leather. And, you know, it's like, that's going to be, and then I've got to change how I eat, or I've got to, like, quietly eat meatballs in the closet when she's not around. You know what I mean? It's all these things that you got to, like, filter through and like, can you bend on this? You know, yeah, I know you're a vegetarian. Do you care if I eat chicken in front of you and vice versa, you know, whatever. So.
Right.
you know, or it's like, there's no pork in the house, or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, you can do it, I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think in general, everything is good as long as you let people, if it's not affecting you, I think as long as you let people have their own lives, their own beliefs, practice things the way they want to practice them, whether it's diet or spirituality or, you know, whatever it may be. But it's hard to find that line between when is it affecting me and when is it not affecting me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If someone's super negative and every time something bad happens to them, they're wrecked and become hopeless and become depressed and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, it, in a way, it's their own business, but it's not, because you're living in a household full of negativity all the time.
Yeah, and see, that would be a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That would be absolute deal breaker. It's like, I mean, you can be sad and depressed and you can sit in it for a while, but it was just like, the world is out to get me and woe is me all of the time. It's like, can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Flip side, somebody who ignores everything that ever goes wrong in their life.
This is fine. And
constantly doesn't want to have any feelings or reaction to anything that happens. Right. That's also a red flag to me. Because guess what? One day, that person is going to go bananas.
Batshit crazy.
You're going to wake up with your whole house lit on fire because you, you know, didn't put your toothbrush back in the cup.
Yeah. It's never about the toothbrush. Because
they didn't want to talk about anything. Exactly.
Yeah. It just builds and builds. And one day, everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's hard. It's the hardest part of relationships, I think, are boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to do.
Yeah. And be like, I can see why you believe that. Like, I don't necessarily believe that, but, you know, tell me why you think that, or show me, you know, like being like genuinely interested in the other person too, I think is cool.
Yeah.
And not be like, this is the way it is and no one else, you know, you got to be able to like bend a little bit. And I don't know.
And not everything that works for me is going to work for anybody else.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Everyone kind of needs their own thing.
Correct.
In many different ways and in many aspects of life. So,
So challenge, if you're going out there and you're dating, ask some questions you wouldn't normally ask.
Yep.
Instead of being like, what do you see yourself? Or like, well, you know, what do you do for a living? Be like, hey, what's your spiritual practice like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
yeah,
if I lost both of my legs, like, well, you know, like, what would that look like?
No, don't ask that on a first date.
for sure.
Definitely don't ask
if that. If I cut off my legs to show you how much I loved you.
Horribly tragic happened.
If I got your face tattooed on my back, would you?
But I do think it's interesting to just ask questions that sort of let you know how either bendable someone is, or that just lead you to let you know maybe you're very fixed in your beliefs and you find someone who is very fixed in the exact same beliefs as you. Mm-hmm. Then if you're fixed, you need to find someone else who's very fixed in the exact same things that you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, unfortunately you're stuck in that little box and you guys will never see other opinions that are out there.
Right.
But if that's what's going on for you, that's what's going on for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that's a really interesting thing to kind of think about. Like, if you ask harder questions or bring up things that are going on in the world, to just kind of hear their opinions is going to lead you to know if, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, nope, this is the way it is, and you believe it the way I see it, or else we're going to, you know, I'm not going to end this conversation until we agree.
Right. And also being okay with, like, or not doing the thing where, like, they say something that goes completely against what you believe, and you go, yeah, it's fine. We'll figure that out later.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll put that on the back burner.
When we're permanently tied to one another and there's no escape, we'll revisit that.
Oh, my God. That's great. I think that's a good side point. I think I'm gonna try to get some sleep.
Oh, do it. Do it. Go Betty bye.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was amazing.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, Justin.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I made it.
Thanks for getting to us.
I'm gonna take a shower.
Ugh.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna wash airplanes off of me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be beautiful. Yeah. Go to sleep.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's this week's episode. We will, thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.